It is, it is, yeah. I'm sure the girls are well prepared and they've been working well all year for us, so we're looking forward to it.
We should point out right at the start, this is not a flash in the pan. This is a pretty talented bunch of players when it comes to soccer, isn't that right?
Oh, it is, yeah. And even in regards to other sports, you know, there's girls in the team have countless Connacht titles and there's even All-Ireland titles for these girls, so they're a great bunch.
What's been the secret of their success in getting to this final?
I think working together as a team, definitely, and just constantly like looking out for each other and training and just being together as a team. And we're lucky, most of them play with the local club Manor Rangers, so they all work together anyway.
Sure, and they're in a National Cup final, which is a big deal for these girls who are, I mean, we're talking, what, 15, 16 year olds here?
Yeah, they're all under 17, so 14, 15, 16, so it's a big deal for them, but we're going to try and keep it as normal as possible.
And do you issue the match instructions, ask Gaelga, and try and cover kill two birds with the one stone?
No. I keep it all in English now because I don't know if they'd be able to understand me if I had it in Irish.
What do you know about Killina, your opponents on Wednesday?
We know they're good. We know that they won the under 15 All-Ireland last year. But then if you read about us on paper, we bet the under 17 winners from last year, Lacan Cross. So I'd say we're just as strong on paper as they are.
I know that coaches and teachers are very careful not to highlight any particular individuals or players, but I'm in this job about 5.5 months, Niamh, and a player from North Leitrim I keep hearing about in all sports is a young lady called Muireann Devaney, who I know is part of this team on Wednesday.
Yeah, she's our captain. I know definitely Muireann would say herself, you know, she's not just the one player on the team, and it's kind of important kind of to look at all of the girls. Like there's 11, there's even 12 or 13 girls that would get the start on the team, and it's kind of important to include them all. But no, Muireann now is exceptional herself, and she's a great captain and leader to the team.
Yeah, and I was mindful whether I should ask you about her or not, but I know she is a talented player, as are many of the team on the St. Clair's team. So, I mean, we know St. Clair's have some talented football teams as well, both on the girls and the boys front. They've reached deciders and, you know, Leitrim deciders at schools level in recent seasons. Where does the soccer rank, and what would this mean for the school if you were to win on Wednesday?
It'd be great for the school. You know, it's the first time the girls have ever won a Connacht. This year was this group of girls, and the boys were very lucky to reach the All-Ireland final 2 years ago and were just unlucky to lose out. So it'd be great. It'd be the first time, if we won, that the school had ever won a soccer final. And look, if they win, they win. If they lose, they lose. We still go back to school the next day as normal.